This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with ya.
Woo!
Let's get to our headlines this hour.
Could you imagine Tobin doing the Michael Jackson?
Come on.
You know what this is, though? This is when you go skating. Vlad, this is when you go skating at the local.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when you show out. You got to show out. You got to make a laugh.
Yeah.
You a good skater?
Huh?
You heard me.
Are you a good skater?
I can skate.
Okay. Ice or just roller?
Both.
Really?
Yeah. You know how I learned to skate on ice skate?
Feels like a college story.
In college?
With a girl?
Coming home. From the club, drunk with the hockey team.
Oh, man.
It's always you drunk against another team.
Here's the thing, Vlad, I don't get drunk. So, like, it was like a rare thing. Or the last time, me and Jared Bunt jumped off of a 10-meter diving board.
So you were partying with a young Mackie Samuskevich?
No.
Or Papa Samuskevich?
Nah, he...
Nice.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that was my first time on ice. Hmm. Well, and then I got up the next morning, right, and I'm like, man, why do my elbows hurt? Right? And my knees, because I was falling.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Didn't you go at it with Jimbo Elliott?
Jumbo? Yeah, he got mad at me because we went out and I wasn't drunk, but he had maybe had a few. And he said, hop on my back. I'm going to carry you home. I was like, no, I'm a grown ass man. I want my back. Okay. So I was just like,
Jumbo?
I was just on. They don't call him Jumbo for nothing.
That's true.
he gave me a piggyback, and people was driving by looking, honking their horn. They're like, what is going on here?
So drunk Jumbo Elliott.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then drunk hockey, huh?
Yeah.
Mm.
A lot of shenanigans.
Not really.
At Michigan.
When your tangibles are drunk, you just follow, huh?
Nah, we had a dude in our dorm. He got hammered last day of school. And he had to move out, and he was just being mean to, like, all the parents. He was yelling at them or whatever.
Why?
So we taped them to the top bunk.
Mm.
And then all the parents, when they came to get their kids, signed their name on them.
That's nice.
In permanent marker.
Oh, wow.
So that's how his last day of dorm went for that year. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I remember getting kicked out of the dorms. What a time.
Of course. It didn't matter to you. Mm-hmm. Did you get kicked out of a dorm and a house?
I didn't get kicked out of the house, but the landlord was a little fed up with us by the time we were done. I don't think she realized she was renting to a bunch of hooligans.
One look and I could tell.
Me?
Yeah.
I was a good boy.
You got, Tobin, you have the look like you are up to something.
Tobin, please.
What right? I was.
Wait, does anybody imagine Tobin in college?
I was the front man.
Not being up to shenanigans.
Just there with open
eyes. They would call you and say, what we doing tonight, boss?
No, that's not true. That's not true. Eventually, you know, after I got a couple of years under my belt, I was, you know, at one point I was following the lead. You know, I was Kal-El Ware.
Hmm.
I had my Norman Powell.
No.
Mm-mm. What?
Mm-mm.
Because the one person before you didn't get kicked out of houses and stuff.
Well, I mean, you know.
Oh, he taught you the keg thing?
The keg thing was
your idea, wasn't it?
The keg thing, the recyclables, where we would take kegs from bars and then take them to Total Wine for store credit.
Yeah.
The switcher, it was him, yeah. That was Norm.
He just called it Norm. I was trying to think, who's my Norm? Oh, I know who my Norm was in college. But the thing is that I went there with, so think about this. When I went to Michigan, I went there with four other five stars at the same position. There was so many, like, we had a press conference. Like, it was crazy.
Dave South says, Leroy thinks he can do anything, just like being a deli manager. That's fair.
What do you mean?
Well, I think he's referring to your skating ability.
I didn't say I was a good skater. Mm. I said I could skate. Why do... What's wrong with y'all?
Be with you in a minute.
Hey, y'all don't know. I give some good customer service.
Even in that picture, you look like sass.
No, I look like, hey, what could I do for you, my man?
Mm-mm.
I don't even use that. I don't like when people say call each other boss man.
You would call somebody boss
man. No, I would not. No, I would not. Chief? Can't stand it. Not chief either. Chief, boss man.
What we
no.
eating, chief?
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Got the hairnet on in that picture.
I don't have no hair.
Doesn't matter.
And would I have to put the...
Oh, yeah. You need a goatee, a little goatee hammock.
Right. Scooby, am I telling the truth? Look, see, Scooby believes me.
Is that Scooby 1 or Scooby 2?
No. Hey,
wait,
one.
You have two Scoobies?
Yeah, she cloned those Scoobies.
Clone him.
She's already decided she's going to do the Tom Brady.
Hey, until you find out how much it costs.
By the way, somebody agreed with me on Twitter about this whole Tom Brady thing. They think that this is all a ploy for him to come back.
Oh, and play?
Yeah.
To clone himself?
Clone himself.
Yeah, but here, question. If you clone yourself,
yep.
Right? When you die,
right.
You don't, like, how does that move on? It's just another person.
Good question. I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't know. That's a great question.
So, like, say I'm having this conversation, I'm working right now, right? Something happens to me, but I got a clone. And he comes up and picks up where he left off. He don't, how do I fit in here? How does old Leroy fit in? Yeah. Do I just come back and say, I'm back?
Well, in Westworld,
hey,
you had to win. You know, eventually the clone, they had to fight.
Right, you had to beat your...
Your
yeah, but then we didn't know.
Self.
But we didn't know whether people were clones or
right. You had to look in the eye.
The people.
The eye told you. It had like the little marking in the eyelid.
I just found out at the last episode of the season.
Oh, machine.
Whoa.
Yep. Well, I don't know if he. See, this is the thing with Tom Brady. He's up to something, okay? Because he's always up to something. I don't quite know yet if he's up to cloning himself or if he's trying to reverse age himself. I'm not quite sure. But I know. I know if anybody's up to something, he's up to something. Because he's not like Michael Jordan, right? Like, Michael Jordan had a lot of leisures out of playing that he liked. Gambling, golf, racing. This Tom Brady's got no hobbies. Like, what does he like doing?
Football's so different, though.
I guess.
Basketball is probably one of the few sports that when you great, if you just stay in shape, you can just go ball.
No, you can't.
What? Really? Really?
45, you can't be.
Jordan would go golfing before games, dude.
Okay.
I'm talking about Jordan. I'm not talking about just average player.
Not Nico.
Right.
So what are you trying to, wait. So what you're trying to say? That after, wait.
I'm saying that the difference between Tom Brady, we were talking about the difference between Tom Brady and
Michael Jordan,
is that Michael Jordan was so naturally gifted, right? That he didn't, even though he worked at it, picking up a basketball and going to play basketball was second nature.
Yeah,
Tom Brady had to work relentlessly maintain that.
I think Michael Jordan can still, he seems like a more, like as much of a crazy competitor as he feels like he's got more satisfaction. I don't think Tom Brady does. I think he likes avocado toast and football. And
don't forget the vodka.
And yeah, like that's the only things that I think fulfill him. And so Michael Jordan can live a more fulfilling life post this. He's not going to try and reverse age himself.
It becomes more difficult for Tom Brady when football's out of it.
So right. Tom Brady is definitely working on reverse aging. There's no doubt. We're going to find out.
Reverse aging does what?
I don't know. We don't know. That's the thing. He's definitely got some kind of Frankenstein doctor that's probably like,
You ever thought about this? You've been married a long time.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I've been married a long time. You guys aren't there yet. But let me say this. Right? If I could tell you, I can make you live 50 more years.
Okay.
Right? If your kids and your wife don't, what's the point? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. He seemed like he valued those things.
Who?
It's, oh, wow.
Tom? See, that's why I didn't want to go there.
What?
It was all very public. There, but it was there.
The guy had his wife publicly tell him, I don't want you to play football anymore. He goes, how's Tampa sound?
He lost his lady.
And then she's out here doing BJJ. Gone. So, again, that means what's he up to?
But I asked you the question. I wasn't asking.
Oh, me?
I mean,
I have no use for that.
Like the Age of Adeline, that movie.
MJ might have lost his first wife because of, you know.
Minus one, Leroy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're flossing on camera.
That's nasty.
Yep. I didn't ask to be on camera.
Minus. Classic. Well, you are on camera, okay?
It's classic deflection from you. Just, it's really, it's unbelievable.
For deflecting.
That, can I just tell you, that's the single hand most annoying thing in the world.
The button?
No.
What?
Flossing?
Food in your teeth.
Agreed. Yeah. It's not great. But Tom Brady, if you, like, he's definitely, if you told Tom Brady, hey, I could be Raiders quarterback again at age 50.
Absolutely.
He's doing it.
Dude, he's absolutely doing that.
And if
Dude,
anybody's crazy enough to do it, it's that kook Mark Davis.
Can I just, and this is not, I'm not on any note, in any way on that level.
Hmm?
But when I said I was done, there was absolutely nothing that could get me back on that football field.
But I mean, Leroy, listen, I'm not going to try it. You know I love you. I respect you.
Yeah, but it's
career,
once
Tom Brady's
once
career.
But once you say I'm done, once you say I'm done, regardless of who you are, it's
but
hard
he
to.
He said he was done once, and guess what? He came back.
Yeah, but that
Do
was
really
within
him?
The normal time frame of a season.
Right. This isn't normal.
This isn't normal. This is years.
But this is him manipulating age.
But it's Tom Brady.
He wants to play.
Yep. No, he's definitely.
I think
looking
if
for
you
that.
Asked him, he's like, I'm done.
Okay. And I don't believe him.
They call Leroy the dog. Randy Floss.
Yeah. You got flossed.
For Twitcher.
We're supposed to take the word of a dog cloner. No, sir.
Like just saying that in it by itself.
It's weird. It's weird.
Especially when does the I have questions.
I do too.
No, you've been No, I can't. But see, here's the problem. I have questions, and then I look at my friend over there, and I'm like, it makes no sense to ask him the questions.
Why?
Because we're just not going to know. I'm like, so what happens if you clone yourself? So if I clone myself, there's another one of me sitting in the freezer ready to go. Or wherever they keep them in the gelatin or whatever, right? Soon as I die, boom, he starts up. Do I now just continue my life, or is that a new me? But
I don't know, because I don't know if it's robotic. I don't know if he picks up your memories. No, I'm not really sure.
He's in the gel, dude. It's a real person.
Yeah, but do like they download it in there? Is the brain a brain, or is it like a bot? I have questions too.
So if you clone the cat. Does the cat have to relearn who you are?
Well, you know
or does he already
cats.
Remember?
Huh? You know what they say about cats.
Oh, don't do it. Come on.
They climb.
We're about to go into break.
Watch. Minus one.
Again? You tried that again? Come on.
That's like.
You tried it again.
Does the clone Leroy come with a hot dog?
It's completely reasonable, too, because Dade South's like, why don't you just say cats always land on their feet? That's a real saying.
No, no, you're dead. There's no swap of consciousness. So why would I care if another me is around?
He doesn't know that. He doesn't know that. He doesn't
know. Do you understand what I'm saying, though? If you can't come back as yourself and remember all the stuff and you just continue your life, mm-hmm. What's the point? If it's somebody else, then you might as well be dead.
There's this creepy Demi Moore movie that's on HBO Max now where she like wants to get younger, but like she has to like leave. She can only do it for a certain amount of days where she like takes a shot. But the younger her comes out of her like a butterfly out of a cocoon. So like out of the skin. It's really creepy. But then eventually you have to go back in cocoon.
And get another shot.
Right. Right. But I think they
did
just
did you watch this with D?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see.
I think it's just separate lives.
Was that good or was that another regret?
Terrible movie. But I didn't buy it. It was on just streaming. We're just like, we'll check it out. Very gross.
Bad. Hey.
She got old finger because she's like The young one was taking liberties with the time, and so if your younger self takes more time than the days,
the older person gets older.
Yes, so it started with her having witch finger,
the Lazarus pit, man.
Telling you, dude. I don't know what you just said, but yeah.
Oh, I mean, I know the Lazarus pit from when I was watching Arrow and stuff like that.
What's Lazarus pit?
You basically like,
Tobias Cocoon would have to be a sumo wrestler. Leroy's substance is barbecue sauce. Wow. Like, we just.
Taking beatings, dude.
Wait, unless you do an avatar and transfer your consciousness into another body, you would cease to exist.
You know what, Kenneth?
Tobin.
Respectfully.
That's way too complicated.
You know what, Kenneth? Respectfully, dude, all right? You don't know. Okay? You don't know. I don't care how many science fiction novels you've read. All I know is, let me tell you something right now. Tom Brady's not cloning himself to come back without knowing the playbook. Okay, so trust me when I tell you, whatever
so
Tom Brady comes back
he comes
as,
back,
he's going to know the
back,
playbook.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah.
But that's not how it comes, that's not how it works.
What do you mean?
You don't, like, it's not you.
Nah,
it's
him.
A clone of you.
Yeah, I don't
so
think.
So my question is this. If I die and I die, but you can clone me and have another me, but I don't.
I'm
still dead. Why the hell would I care?
I'm pretty sure the clone of you is still going to be annoyed to holy hell by me.
1,000%.
Because that's going to be in his brain.
Exactly.
I don't know who this Tobin is. Very annoying. Could you imagine coming back and just going?
Would it work kind of like AI, how you kind of train it?
I'm dead!
No, but...
I'm dead. This is the whole crux of this.
No, I'm telling
you. You think so? I'm training new me to take over my life.
I think that he's not cloning. I think
it has to deal with AI at one point.
Yeah, and I want to be clear about this. I don't think Tom Brady is cloning himself. I think he's reverse aging himself some way.
Oh, Benjamin Button.
Kind of, yeah.
No.
Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
You know why? Because. Oh,
remember when like Kobe Bryant went to Germany?
No, remember
for
like
his niece?
When him and Tone Judge took that picture together?
Yeah, he looked.
He looked older than that,
dude. I know.
So
I know.
How you go reverse that?
Remember when like Kobe Bryant did the blood spinning on his knees? It's like that. The
and
first
then he was
whole
back
body.
In 3 months.
Yep, that's what it's gonna be like for Tom.
No,
Brady.
There's the, that's that PCP. Was it PRP?
Wait, PCP?
Right. PRP.
It's like that, but for his soul.
Wait a minute, time out.
PRP. So no. Like, what? What's
what?
You should clip that,
dude.
It's like PCP.
No, PRP.
Take a break. Back up to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.